Friday morning in the Great Lakes State, you are listening to Michigan's Big Show starring Michael Patrick Shields, presented by Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Michigan, and Blue Care Network. With you today, Tony Cuthbert, Jack Nowakowski, Morgan Hall, and our very special guest host, Dwayne Gill.
I like the way you say that, Tony. I really do. Thanks so much. And again, it's just great to be here in the studio today. We have a gentleman from the Information Technology Empowerment Center who's here today to talk about 2020 girls. Welcome to the Big Show, Mr. Kirk Riley. How are you today?
Thanks. I'm great. Good to be here.
Tell us a little bit, what is 2020 Girls?
Sure. It's a collaboration with an organization called MCWT, Michigan Council Women in Technology, to empower at-risk girls in Lansing to go on in STEM areas, science, technology, engineering, and math. It's programs right in the schools to give girls the skills that they need to go on in these fields. Because simply because they don't tend to go on in those fields.
Okay. And how did you come up with the 2020 name?
It's looking at 2020 being, I guess, 6 years off now.
Right.
And that they are going to be going on. Many of the girls we're working with are going to be going on into college and need these skills.
Yes.
And the time that they need those skills and that work is middle school and earlier, really, even upper elementary school.
Wow.
In order to get past that idea that these fields aren't for girls, that there's something about them that are inherently for boys. Mm-hmm. So we're really battling a perception that they're fields and studies that are inherently for boys. So the best way to do that is to work directly with the girls right in the school.
Outstanding. It's funny because I know that when we were, before we were on camera, we were talking a little bit about back in the old days, you know, they used to always have home economic classes for I remember when I was in high school, you know, they don't do that anymore, do they, Morgan?
Absolutely not. They might, but I definitely didn't enroll in it.
You didn't roll with that, did you? You're a very independent woman. This is a very independent woman right here.
But that's that same perception.
Yeah.
You know, we had it back then. We still have it today. And the girls pick up that easily. And a big part of 2020 Girls is having, I mentioned MCWT, the Women in Technology, women CIOs who help battle that perception by being right there in the classroom. So they're going to be teaching with iTech in the classroom.
That's awesome. Now, what grades do they do this in? You said upper elementary and middle?
Yeah, 4th through 8th grades. So we're talking about right around age 9 through 14. The idea behind iTech, and that, you know, iTech was formed in 2008 to provide an alternative after-school summer camps. The idea behind iTech is that you really need to work with students early on in order to give them those skills and get the sense that they have capability in these areas.
And that's awesome. And you know what? I'm learning, especially the STEM. Obviously, that will take them a long way in life. Obviously, and I think women are making big strides. I mean, I worked for the first female colonel of the Michigan State Police, and under her leadership, I mean, it's awesome because a lot of times people ask me, you know, what do you think? I'm going to say no, I don't think that's no. That's a good thing,
right?
And she does a great job. But I think that this is really a good thing. Tony, did you have something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say. Mr. Riley, is it a driving factor? I see in the newspaper a lot. One in particular, I remember it was last year. There was a female from the Mount Pleasant area, and she got a new job as a welder, and it was like breaking news. Is that like a driver to make that not breaking news anymore?
Make it a novelty.
Is it by 2020? We don't want that to be breaking news.
No.
I guess.
Yeah, in an interesting way, even welding. Repairing a car, all of those require the technical skills that we teach in these classes. Obviously, we're working toward building future IT professionals, future engineers, and so on. But even in fields that, you know, don't have that as part of the job title, you still need those skills.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, but you're right, Tony. I saw that story.
Yeah, and I'm sure, Mr. Riley, you guys delve into the numbers all the time in these STEM category career fields. What jobs in particular are at the top where there is just such a leaning towards a male career field that you would like to see women go into?
Sure. It's almost any STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math field, but in particular, it's the more technical one. So it's engineering. Okay. 50% of the college, we all know that 50% of the college degrees now go to women, and yet only 18% of the engineering and computer science degrees go to women. Wow. So that issue starts early for these young women, and so we're all about battling that perception.
Right, and especially when you're getting into the schools at such an early age,
right,
and making sure that they find the interest in this. How are you building that interest in a young child, a young female?
The most important factor in battling that perception or in building that is role models. Okay. Having somebody, it's even more important, all the researchers will tell us, than family income, which everybody says, you know, high income families, academic outcomes. But having that role model, mm-hmm. that person in their life,
right.
who says, you are capable, you can do these things, mm-hmm. is just critical. And so right there in the classroom. And these are volunteers from MCWT who are really passionately committed to empowering
absolutely.
Girls
yeah.
to go on.
Okay. And so they're volunteers from MCWT. Now, where is that located at? Is that right here in Lansing as well?
Well, they're headquartered in Southeast Michigan. Okay. They have chapters in Lansing and Grand Rapids.
Okay.
They don't have a location per se in Lansing, but okay. in a sense, they're all over the place because they are women IT professionals.
Right.
There are more than you think. And so they are committed to this. They're partnering with iTech,
okay.
which is what I represent, of course.
That's
and,
awesome.
And iTech does things like, and these are all designed to get kids excited about science and math,
mm-hmm.
robotics, digital media, game design, and other things where they're actually building something. It's hands-on learning that they do. We do this all over town.
Okay.
This is in the schools, but we're working at the library, we're working at the YMCA, and
okay.
so on, all over Lansing.
Outstanding. Go ahead.
Mr. Riley, obviously this program is great, and it's in the mid-Michigan area in Grand Rapids, but we have affiliate cities in Traverse City, Muskegon, some of the more rural areas, and we talk about it a lot on this program, how the trades are not really seeked out by young students. They try to.
Right.
A lot of people think you got to go to a 4-year college right after you're done with high school, and trades might not be a good profession, whatever. That's why there's a shortage in those fields right now. Do you see that being a problem too, where there might be younger females that are really told that these professions are not for them, and there's nobody in these schools to tell them, hey, you can do this?
Absolutely. It's an issue at every level of the work world where they are battling that perception. We're battling that perception. Speaking of other areas, mm-hmm. iTech is starting an operation in Flint and also in Grand Rapids. And these are issues all throughout the state of Michigan. And in fact, of course, there are issues all throughout the country.
Right.
Michigan is not unique in this area.
Okay.
But Michigan has a particular need to retool. We have a strong base in manufacturing, strong base in a
yes.
number of areas. And this is all part, in a very real way, a part of that retooling effort that Michigan is doing.
Well, Kirk, I really appreciate you coming on, and I say girl power.
All right.
You know, let's get them out there, huh?
All right.
Girl power.
And let's get them into these special fields, because that's very important for everybody and for us as a future. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And where can I get information quickly with the website?
Sure. www.iteclansing.org.
Outstanding. And we'll be right back with Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shield, presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network on a Firekeepers Casino Friday.
Let's be honest. Everyone loves an upgrade, especially when there are more of them. So Delta has upgraded the upgrade experience by offering more seat upgrade opportunities for those who want upgrades. Upgrades like first class upgrades by offering the most first class seats of any airline, so you can upgrade across the whole upgraded Delta fleet. Delta has the most seat upgrades of any airline, and now the most mentions of upgrade in any airline radio commercial too. Delta, keep climbing.
There's been a lot of talk lately about the changes taking place now that healthcare reform is in full swing. But what you might not have heard is that with the Affordable Care Act, the government has set aside millions of dollars to help many people who aren't covered at work, including middle-income families, to pay for their health insurance. It's true. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is making it easy to find out whether you qualify. All you have to do is use your cell phone and text 4SUBSIDY to 222-752. That's the number 4, followed by the word subsidy, to 222-752. 752. You just answer a few simple questions, and then Blue Cross will text you the subsidy amount you might qualify for. You could get health insurance for you and your family, plus end up saving a lot of money. Again, to find out whether you're eligible for government money to help you afford your health insurance, just text 4SUBSIDY to 222-752. Normal data plan charges will apply, and please be safe and never text while you're driving. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Do you live in Michigan? Well, it's flood season, and chances are you may need a sump pump and backup.
This is Bob Hedlund from Hedlund Plumbing. Homeowners should look for sump pumps that are electric with a backup source. This way, your basement will still be cleared of water, even in the event of power loss. Water damage and flooding can lead to structural damage that could permanently harm your home. Keep your home structure safe. Install a backup sump pump today.
Call 1-800-HEDLUND.